Welcome to Speak in Flow, the podcast that helps leaders like you unlock the power of your voice, achieve maximum potential and flow through exceptional communication. I'm your host, Melinda Lee, and I am passionate about helping company leaders and their teams master public speaking, pitching with impact, and stepping into their full leadership potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Speak in Flow podcast, which is the top 10% of podcasts worldwide. When you stick around until the end, I have an exclusive gift just for listeners only, something that will immediately help you and your team up-level your communication. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak in Flow podcast, where we dive into unique strategies to help you and your team achieve maximum potential and flow. Today, I have an amazing leader and honored to have her here. She is a two-time TEDx speaker, best-selling author, CEO and founder of Rise Up For You, Netta Nasruddin. Hi, Netta.
Hi, Melinda. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited. We're going to dive into some really amazing strategies. And before we dive into that, can you share with the audience, when did you know this is like meant for you, what you do?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. When I look back at my life now, everything that I'm doing now, I've always had a passion all the way back down to like high school. So I often reflect on who was Netta when she was in high school. And I remember being that friend or that young girl that would look at my friends and be like, hey, you can do it. Like you can out, like if I can get the A in the class, you can get the A in the class. And so I think I've always had this innate passion of just helping people, wanting people to be their best. My parents always taught my brothers and I to put our best foot forward. And so I've always been that girl in school that's like, hey, you can do this too. I mean, I was a cheerleader. So it's always been a part of me to push people to be their best, simply because I always had this mindset of, if I can do it, I know you can do it. And so all the way back to high school, I've kind of been that person that's like, hey, I believe in you. Let's make this happen together.
Oh my gosh. And you really have the proof in the pudding, because you, before we started, you mentioned you started this company, which is so successful right now, but you barely had anything.
Yeah, I was at my lowest point, actually. So when I first started the company, I just got out of a divorce that only lasted 4 weeks. So I lost everything. I went from a six-figure executive to $100 and two luggage. My father had recently passed. And when I started building this business, which I didn't even know how to build a business. I don't have a business degree. I don't know anything about entrepreneurship. My father just came to me in my dream one day, right when I was getting the divorce. And he said, Netta, everything you need is already inside of you. You just have to rise up for you, which is the name of the company. So, and he had already passed away. And so all I knew is I was at my lowest point. I thought it was my lowest point. And all I could keep hearing was rise up for you, rise up for you. So I thought, okay, well, maybe I should build something on my own, even though I don't know how to build a company. I've never done it before. And so I started building Rise Up For You with like no money. I was completely in debt, heartbroken. You know, my father had passed away. And 3 months after I started building the company, my second parent, my mother, was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So I was building the company out of a hospital. I took showers at the 24-hour fitness. I would go back across the street, open up the laptop. What do people need in the world? Who's Tony Robbins? What's coaching and training? How to build the business? How to build the website? And I just started researching. And 9 months later, my mother passed away. And so I found myself 31, turning 32 years old, and all this stuff just happened. But all I can continue to think was rise up for you. And I knew in my heart and I knew in my soul that this company was meant to be, and this company was going to make an impact. And I just doubled down on myself. I didn't know anything about building, but it didn't matter. I believed in me, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really important that even if you don't know something, that you still have belief and faith in yourself to learn the something. Mm-hmm. I had that belief in me, and I bet on myself, and I started building the company Rise Up For You. And today we're all over the world. We have clients all over the world, everything from Fortune 5 down to entrepreneurs that we work with. And currently, right now, I have a team of about 16 to 18 people, depending on the season and the project.
Thank you for rising up for you, because now you're rising up all of us. And that's such an inspiring story. Me having my mother also passing away with cancer. And so it really touched my heart. And so thanks for sharing that. And
Yeah.
so you're rising people up, and you have a methodology that helps us to get to the 10%. So can you share with us what that is?
Yeah, well, before, when I started building my company, I just had a very real conversation with myself. It's like, what am I good at? What do I know? And like, what have I seen? And before I started building Rise Up For You, my first career was in performing musical theater. I used to tour the world internationally. And then I transitioned into being an executive for an education corporation, and I was a professor in the evening. So those are the roles that I had before I started the company. And there was always this reoccurring problem that I saw, whether it was with professionals that had PhDs to students that were coming into college, and that was a severe gap in soft skills and the emotional and social intelligence and self-confidence in being able to communicate effectively and being able to lead. So I was always surrounded by people that were amazing, amazing singers, amazing dancers, professionals that had PhDs, master's degrees, all the skills that they needed. But yet the majority of them were underperforming, not only professionally, but in their life. They were unhappy, they were miserable, they did not feel fulfilled at work, they did not feel fulfilled at home, they struggled with communication, they struggled with self-doubt. I spent the majority of my time as an executive solving people problems versus like taking the company to the next level through like vision and strategy and that kind of thing. Same thing in when I was at the college, I saw these students coming in. They would rather take an F than raise their hand and ask a question because they didn't want to look dumb. And so when it came to building the business, I can see and I recognize, okay, this is a problem. And so what we're going to build is going to try to solve that problem. And so what we found in all of our research and all of my experience and all of the research that we've done and all of the companies that we've worked with, which has been a lot, by the way, we're talking like hundreds of companies, we have found that there are four skills that really help you, what I say, be seen, be heard, and be relevant to help you be in that top 10%. So think about how many people, and those of you that are listening, you might have had this feeling where you're like, I'm really good at what I do. I have a great product. I have a great service. I'm great at my job. I have all the skills that I need to be successful. I have a PhD, a degree. I've been doing this for years. Okay, how come they're getting the promotion? How come they landed the client? How come I've been running my business for 10 years and I'm only making like 600,000 or 500,000, and this person just started 2 years ago and they're a multi-million dollar company? Right. And so we have figured out that there's the four pillars: self-confidence, emotional and social intelligence, transformational leadership, and influential communication that have to be learned, mastered, and cultivated for every professional and organization to really be the best that they can be. And every one of those pillars has a very robust content and curriculum that we've built. We have books behind it, we have a ton of research behind it all. And if the individual or the organization doubles down on getting the coaching and the training and the knowledge around this, they will see an impact in their ROI and their ability to perform.
Oh, wow. Those are really solid pillars. And I'd love to dive into each, but yet we only have a certain amount of time. Let's go into the confidence and the influential communication, especially this is speak and flow. Can you share with us more about that, the influential communication, especially when the stakes are high? What does that mean, like when you're having influence when you speak?
Yeah, absolutely. So the four pillars that I mentioned, they go in order. So we start with self-confidence and we end with the influential communication, which is
Got it.
it's the most difficult pillar, which is why it's at the end, right? Because when it comes to influential communication, the reality is that we're all communicating every day, all day long. Influential communication means that your power, your presence, your precision, the purpose behind what you say creates movement in the audience or the listener or the receiver. Every time we communicate, even right now, you and I are communicating, without us recognizing it, we have an outcome. We want an outcome to the communication. Whether it's your leader that's running a meeting, your outcome is that you want to empower your team to go take action, go do the task or the job or whatever it is that they need to do. If you're sitting in front of your board, your stakeholders, you're communicating, right? There's an outcome that you want from your board. When I'm sitting in front of prospects or potential clients, there's an outcome, right? I want them to partner with us. I want them to work with us. There's an outcome to this podcast. And so the influential communication part is learning and building the skills that influence people to say, all right, let's do, like, I'm going to take movement with you, right?
Yeah.
You're so influential. You evoked something in me that I'm going to move with you and take action. And many people struggle with that. So things that we see, the biggest challenge that I see is that, well, self-confidence is always a massive one, but it's precision. It's they're not able to cut the fluff and the fat out of a conversation.
And cutting the facts too.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Facts are important.
Got it. The fluff and the facts.
Right?
Yeah.
And so how many times have we been in a meeting, for example, and we have somebody that's trying to communicate and it's full of, do you mind if I interrupt? Can I say something? There's all this stuff that then takes away and distracts us from the influential message that you're trying to say. That's just one thing. Or somebody that talks around in circles, and by the time they get done talking, you have no idea what their ask is, what they want. You have no idea what the point of the conversation was. Mm-hmm. That is really, really important when it comes to influential communication.
And what do you think is happening that's causing people to do that? Do you know?
I think the biggest thing is self-confidence, because people get in their head. Mm-hmm. And so when people are communicating, they sometimes get nervous. It also depends what type of communication. Like, am I sitting in front of my executive that makes me nervous? Am I pitching something to a board? But oftentimes people struggle with self-confidence. And so there's a bunch of stuff that's going on in their head while they're trying to communicate. Mm-hmm. And I always say that self-confidence impacts your capacity to communicate. So if you struggle with self-confidence, your capacity to communicate effectively is going to be hindered drastically.
Right.
The other thing that we see is that people do not prepare enough, because being able to improvise is a skill. And this is something that we teach in influential communication. Mm-hmm. If you're in a meeting and then somebody asks you a question, it's a skill for you to answer off the top of your head and answer in a way that's clear and concise. Mm-hmm. And so one of the strategies that we do with our clients is that we will ask them a random question. Every coaching session, for example, we'll say, all right, random question. We'll ask them the question, and then we have them respond off the top of their head, record it, and then listen to how well they responded. Was it full of filler words? Was it off on a tangent? Or were they able to stay calm and collected and answer the question like a politician, really?
Right, because you only have a certain amount of time, especially in those meetings, and you want to be clear, concise, precise.
Absolutely.
And it does. It's a skill. It's not something you either don't have or you have. It's something that you can build.
Yes, all of these are skills that can be built, which is why we teach this at the company to big organizations and entrepreneurs and individuals. But some of us have it a little bit more innately than others, because it really just depends on your experience, your childhood, how you are raised. Self-confidence is a perfect example of that, right? My family, my parents were super amazing parents. They taught my brothers and I to always love ourselves, to always have self-confidence. And so that's a skill that has been ingrained in us since we were little babies. And so I would say that we are one step ahead of the majority of individuals when it comes to that, because we were taught it at such a young age. Now, you have other individuals that were not taught that when they were born, and they were not taught that in their childhood. And so they really have to work much harder, because there's a bunch of beliefs that they have to kind of break down. There's a narrative that they need to rewrite, and there's years and years of that narrative that they have to change and shift.
Yeah. Do you support people with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, okay. Self-confidence, emotional intelligence, leadership, and influential communication are the four pillars that we work with, one-to-one coaching. We do team training that can last 3 to 5 years, 6 months. Like, so we do it all.
Right. And what are some of the things that you do to help people with eliminating the DAO and all the years of programming? How do you
Yeah,
shift that?
it's all strategic. You have to have strategies around it. So one
Got
of
it.
the main strategies that we have is called the 4 Bs to reverse engineering. And it's really a neuroscience practice to teach you how to coach yourself. So teach you to become self-aware. That's the first step because you can't change what you don't know needs changing. So the first step that we do is teach people to build that self-awareness and to start understanding and catching their thoughts. Because once you can catch your thought or your belief, you could start to examine it and understand, why do I have this belief? Where did it come from? What's the behavior that it's causing in me? And now how do I break it?
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. It's so true. And
Yeah.
can you share, you're such a great speaker,
Thank you.
and these are all skills that I've worked on probably, and I'm just curious, can you share your story from before when, building your confidence and building your influential communication? What was that story, personal journey for you?
Yeah, well, I shared a little bit about when I was at my lowest point that started the company. But believe it or not, I had a massive speech impediment. I was afraid to speak until I was a junior going into my senior year. So up until the summer of my junior year in high school, I had a speech impediment with 4 letters: R, S, H, S, and Z. I couldn't make those sounds. And so I was in high school talking like a toddler. And so I didn't like to talk because I was so embarrassed. The only time you could not hear my speech impediment is when I sang, which I think is why I got into singing. Every time I sang, you couldn't hear it. And it wasn't until the summer before my senior year of high school that I went into the mirror and every day I practiced. I would figure out where my tongue should go, figure out how to make the sound, and then I broke it in that summer before I became a senior in high school. And then I went on to be a performer. And so the performance aspect really taught me how to be on stage, how to read a room, which is what I use today, how to tap into my emotional intelligence and self-confidence. Because remember, it's the question is, and in this world that's completely inundated, every industry is full and inundated, how are you seen, heard, and relevant? So when I was a performer and I walked in and there was hundreds of performers in the room, but there was only 36 seats, the question was, how am I going to be one of those 36 seats? Everybody in here is amazing. And so I really started to learn the art of performing. How do I step on stage? How do I turn my body? How do I create nonverbal communication where people want to look at me and say, she is an amazing performer. Get her in the center stage.
Got it. Oh, thanks for sharing that story, because no, but you can never ever tell, right? All the work and the effort and the journey that you put in to get to where you're at, and it's so inspiring.
Thank you.
So inspiring. So I learned so much today, and I'm so inspired by your story, by your journey, and all the insights that you've shared with us. Can you share one more thing with the audience, which is what is that one leadership golden takeaway? That you, if there's just one thing that you just want to share with them.
The leadership golden takeaway, I would say, is that 95% of leaders think they're self-aware and only 10% actually are. And so if you really want to step into your leadership power, you need to start with personal leadership. Get to the core of your self-confidence. Understand how people are seeing you versus how you think they see you, because our perception of ourselves is always biased and it's always altered. We have blind spots. We all do. And so if you really want to make a huge impact as a leader, start with you. And if you're not doing that work, then more than likely you're not making the impact that you want to make as a leader. And one thing that I do know in working with all of our clients and all the coaching is that the majority of people, they do want to make an impact. They want to have a greater purpose. And so if you really believe in that, then you need to be committed to it, not interested in it. Two very different things.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so true. Taking that deep dive within ourselves in order to change the world.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
love that. Thank you, Netta.
You're
And
welcome.
thank you, listeners, for joining. I trust that you've gotten your takeaway to implement right away. And remember, anytime you have an opportunity to communicate, you have an opportunity to connect and inspire and make a difference in the world. See you next time. Much love. Take care. Thank you.
That's a wrap on today's Speak and Flow podcast. I hope that you've gained valuable insights to help you communicate with more clarity, connection, and confidence. Before you go, let me ask you this. Can your team communicate your founder story in a way that strengthens relationships and builds your company brand? If not, I've got a tool for you. Introducing, it's an AI founder story creator. This is a tool to help you craft a compelling story instantly that you can share with your team, and therefore your team can share with lots of people, building your brand. Grab this tool. In addition to creating immediately your founder story, you're also going to get one-on-one coaching with me so that we can continue to refine the story so that it's in alignment with your company messaging. Click on the link in the show notes, grab it today, and until next time, keep leading with confidence and courage.